This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And oh, to be in Rome this morning with our partner and colleague, David Willey, who's the BBC Rome correspondent. David Willey, thanks for joining us.
Delighted.
So we're talking to you about a very interesting story that you've come up with that suggests that the Obama administration, while it is apparently the most popular administration in recent memory, at the Vatican is having a little trouble getting someone named as an ambassador to the Vatican. We learned that the Vatican has informally potentially vetoed three of President Obama's potential nominees for the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. What's going on here, David?
Well, what's interesting is that both the Vatican and the White House have denied that anything's going on at all. My story and those of my colleagues has been described as unreliable by the official Vatican spokesman. And the White House has also denied outright that any names have been floated in Rome, as I suggested in what I wrote for the BBC. The fact does remain, however, that informal talks have been going on, as is completely normal in such cases. Mary Ann Glendon, the former American ambassador to the Holy See, resigned just before the Obama administration took over, and the search for a successor is proving predictably very difficult. You see, the Democrats need to find they would like to have a pro-choice candidate, and of course the Vatican says, no, we need a pro-life candidate. That's where the disagreement lies.
But what is the precedent for the Vatican dictating the sort of moral background, let alone the religion, of the ambassador to the Vatican?
Well, traditionally, America, since relations were established with the Vatican back in 1984, sends to Rome a Catholic as their ambassador. That is now an established tradition. The question of the selection and the choice of ambassador is something that happens when any country appoints a new ambassador. But of course, it's always more delicate in the case of the Vatican, for example, which in recent years has vetoed one European state which wanted to send a gay man as ambassador. That was vetoed by the Vatican. And there have been other matrimonial situations of potential ambassadors which have caused problems. But here we're on to really the marker, as far as the Vatican is concerned, is what is going to be the new ambassador's attitude towards the Catholic teaching on abortion. That's the real key thing.
Well, the media there and Vatican watchers in Rome and around the Holy See have been talking about some names openly. Do you think Carolyn Kennedy is one of the names that has been suggested and perhaps vetoed by the Vatican?
I'm pretty sure it is. Obviously, Caroline Kennedy's name would come up because the Kennedys are one of the most well-known Catholic families in the United States. But, of course, she is, as in the parlance, a pro-choice. Her attitudes on abortion don't correspond to official Catholic teaching. And what the Vatican is scared about is getting into an argument, really, with the authorities in the White House, with President Obama. Perhaps he'll be able to sort things out when he comes to Italy in July.
Well, don't
That'll
pick
be an occasion to meet the Pope.
Don't pick a fight with the most popular leader in the world. David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent, thanks for joining us on issues of appointing an ambassador to the Vatican from the U.S.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.